All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America action. We are 2 weeks away from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Many of the matches already set. Looking forward to the Heartbreakers Rumble as well. But there are still a couple of things that need to be cleared up. First of all, a number one contender for the Interstate 74 title, as we have not declared who Iron Mike Sharp is going to face at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Also this week, we have the World Tag Team titles on the line, as Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido are scheduled to defend the titles against Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. Now, with the brawl last week and Scorpio being hip-tossed down the stairs, is that going to affect this match? Well, we'll wait until we get to that point in the card. But before then, we have, starting off the card, Disco Inferno facing off against Billy Travis. Another installment of the feud between the Spectaculars. Disco and Travis have a great match. Disco nearly has the match won with the figure four, but Pringle climbs onto the ring apron and distracts Randy Anderson. Rolando emerges from the ringside area and comes off the turnbuckle with a flying elbow drop onto Disco. Storm rushes down to the ring. Rolando does the Spectacular strut until he sees Storm. Rolando rushes through the ropes. Travis gets to his feet first, but Disco drops him across the middle rope with a drop toe hold. Disco gets the pin with a swinging neckbreaker in a time of 13 minutes even. Now we have the number one contender match for the Interstate 74 title. Ahmed Johnson versus Dan Spivey. Pringle comes out with Spivey while Akbar accompanies Ahmed. This great clash between two monsters who are former television champions. They tear into each other and into the managers. However, David Manning has a difficult time maintaining control and disqualifies both men for not listening to his instructions in a time of 7 minutes 44 seconds. The official result is a double disqualification. What is that going to do for the number one contender spot? I mean, it's only 2 weeks until St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Well, I guess next week we're going to have another match to try to figure out who Iron Mike Sharp is going to defend the title against. And since they wanted to get involved in our opening match, Akbar signed a match between Lance Storm and Rolando Freeman. Rolando can't find a way to escape Storm. Pringle tries to help him leave, but Disco takes him out of the equation. Storm and Disco manage to find some help from Bob Holly. Holly keeps Spivey from becoming involved in the match. Storm traps Rolando in the Canadian Maple Leaf to get the submission victory in a time of 9 minutes 33 seconds. Your winner is Lance Storm. Next match has Kendall Windham facing off against Bob Holly. And Holly and Kendall have a good match. Holly tosses Kendall into the turnbuckle off a bulldog attempt, and then Holly nails him with a vicious back elbow in the corner before the Alabama Slam for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 6 seconds. In a match with potential effects on the Illinois heavyweight title division, Eric Embry faces off against Brett Wayne Sawyer. Against Candido's protest when he was on the booking committee, Sawyer was put into the Illinois division under his new contract instead of the Interstate 74 division as he had been previously. With Akbar purchasing Candido's spot on the committee, he has wanted to move Sawyer back down to the Interstate 74 division. So Akbar comes out to the interview desk. Lance Russell comes out to take his statement. Akbar says that Sawyer must win this match to remain in the Illinois division. However, when he loses, he will drop down into the Interstate 74 division. I appear on the Jumbotron to tell Akbar that he needs to quit making crazy stipulations on seemingly every match. I will not have Sawyer's position in the PWA jeopardized by Akbar like he has so many others. Sawyer and Embry have a decent match. Embry pins Sawyer after Akbar nails Sawyer with his cane. Akbar celebrates the win for Embry, but Embry is not pleased. He leaps off the turnbuckle with a missile dropkick that sends Akbar into the guardrail. The Sheepherders rush to the ring to bail out their manager. Embry and Sawyer fight off the Sheepherders until security breaks the two teams apart. Embry and Sawyer are escorted back to the dressing room area, but Embry gets the win in a time of 9 minutes, 16 seconds. Security keeps the sheep herders around. Akbar demands to know what is going on. Bad Company comes out to explain that they have the next match against the sheep herders. Bad Company is ready to reclaim their place on top of the tag team division. They will regain the World Tag Team titles, but they will dismantle Devastation Incorporated by themselves if they have to. No one is going to stop them from being recognized as the greatest team in the PWA. Bad Company and the Sheep Herders brawl as soon as the bell rings. The match ends abruptly as Wildcard and Scorpio rush the ring and attack Bad Company. Tommy Young calls for the disqualification. So your winners are Bad Company by disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 47 seconds. The three teams brawl with each other. Eric Embry and Brett Wayne Sawyer rush down to the ring as well. The 8 men in the ring brawl with each other until the pyro attached to all 4 turnbuckles go off at once. I appear on the Jumbotron and say that the 4 teams need to clear the ring. I will not have the PWA go down in the flames of anarchy simply because Akbar wants to flex his administrative muscle. I have not built the PWA based on anarchy. I built the PWA with solid wrestlers and storylines. That's how I intend to always run the PWA. The 4 teams eventually leave the ring. The Sheep Herders and Akbar are the last to leave the ringside area. Akbar swears that he will have the last word in this battle over the PWA. Anarchy and devastation are the only way to run a wrestling promotion. It's what keeps people coming and sitting in the seats. The next match has Raven battling Mexican superstar Octagon. Without his tag team partner, Octagon has floundered in the PWA. Honestly, this comes as part of not really being sure what to do with him as a singles wrestler. He was supposed to have, along with Psychosis, the feud with the Sheep Herders. Pitting him against Raven is one way to make or break his single activities in the PWA. And Raven and Octagon have an even match, both inside and outside the ring. Despite what I stated earlier, Raven seeks to keep the match in ECW style. Octagon wrestles like he has all throughout Mexico. Octagon tosses Raven out of the ring. Octagon misses a somersault plancha off the ring apron. Raven rolls him back into the ring after tossing him into the ring steps with a gut-wrench suplex to get the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 50 seconds. What does this loss do to Octagon? Well, we're just going to have to see. Psychosis is supposed to be back and cleared by the doctors after St. Valentine's Day Massacre, so we will see if Octagon and Psychosis can make a decent splash as they were supposed to in the tag team division coming up. Speaking of tag teams, it is time for the World Tag Team title match. Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido defending the titles against Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. According to Akbar, his World Tag Team champions are being forced to defend the titles against their will. Akbar refuses to mess with this match. He has his champions come down to the ring without him. The challengers come down to the ring with Sunshine. The match is quickly broken up when Bad Company rushes the ring and attacks Scorpio. Nick Patrick calls for the disqualification in a time of 1 minute 32 seconds. Bad Company turns on the champions. All 3 teams battle in the ring. The Sheep Herders also rush down to the ring. Again, everything just seems to break down completely. All 4 teams battle until the rest of the locker room manages to separate them. I consider making a statement from the Jumbotron, but I figure it's going to fall on deaf ears right now, so I don't. In our main event tonight, American champion Dustin Rhodes wrestles Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Eddie and Missy try to get Dustin to put the title on the line, but Dustin tells them to talk to Raven about that. He is the next one in line for a title shot. Eddie gets upset over Dustin's remark and attacks him before the bell rings. Eddie and Dustin have a great match. There are big moves and counters galore throughout the match. Eddie shoves Dustin off from a bulldog attempt into David Manning. As Manning is down, Raven makes his way to the ring. Eddie challenges Raven to get into the ring. Dustin nails Eddie from behind as he yells at Raven. Eddie falls down out of the ring at Raven's feet. Missy comes around the ring to confront Raven, but Raven pushes her out of the way. Raven climbs into the ring and stands toe-to-toe with Dustin. The fans get really excited over these two getting ready to go at it, as they will in 2 weeks at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Eddie climbs into the ring and nails Raven from behind. Raven stumbles into Dustin. Dustin and Eddie whip Raven across the ring. Raven ducks the double clothesline and comes off the opposite ropes with one of his own. Eddie gets to his feet first, but Raven drills him with the even flow. Dustin gets to his knees to crawl over to cover Eddie. Raven nails Dustin with a running knee lift to the side of the head and places Eddie on top of Dustin. Missy starts to protest, but she sees what Raven has done and applauds as Manning comes back around to make the pinfall count. Gilbert is still out, but he gets his hand raised in victory in a time of 37 minutes, 39 seconds. But Raven's not done yet. He grabs a trash can from under the ring and shoves it under the bottom rope. He rolls into the ring and nails Eddie and Dustin with the trash can. Raven sits Dustin up and places the trash can over his head. He lays Dustin back down and picks Eddie up in a suplex onto the trash can. Raven poses for the crowd as he proclaims himself the next American Heavyweight Champion. We are 2 weeks out, and yes, the American Heavyweight title is on the line. Dustin Rhodes and Raven. Has Raven caused enough damage in this match? Or will there be time for Dustin to heal over these next 2 weeks from this vicious attack? And then not only with the trash can, not only with the knee lift to the side of the head, but then a suplex on top of the trash can. Raven is trying to make anarchy reign supreme. And there may be something I have to do about that in these next couple of weeks. But as I figure that out, I will say so long for now. This is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.